And we'll get started by asking you to find your way next to the place you found on the floor. And if you're not already on the floor, we're going to take just a moment to explore the process by which we get onto the floor. Mr. Alexander was all about that process of discovery. He called it the means whereby, so it's not just where we're going. It's very much about how we get there. And so as you're standing next to your place, where we'll be doing our lie down, I invite you just to notice where your weight is landing. Where is your weight landing in this moment? And can you softly agree to let your weight travel down through you as a conduit in a very open way, allowing that weight to reach the floor fully? Inviting yourself to soften and open your whole self as a conduit, allowing your weight to reach uninterrupted through your legs, into your feet, into the floor. I'm going to ask you to softly rotate your eyes, allowing your head to follow, to look at the floor. And to let your whole back rise upwards as you look downwards, as you softly begin to bend your leg joints. That beautiful trio of ankles, knees, and hips softly folding, allowing that weight to softly fall through your whole system, through your legs, into your feet, into the floor. Softly yielding into the support of the floor. You might want to pause every now and again and take a breath and reinvite your weight to softly fall through your legs to your feet until your hands are also touching the floor, or maybe your knees. Allowing yourself the time to enjoy this process of allowing yourself to be supported more fully by the floor. Once you're on hands and knees, or perhaps you're sitting, notice which parts of you are in contact with the floor. You've increased the surfaces that are touching. And so all those surfaces are a conduit for the floor to send you support. So inviting yourself to gently soften and yield, allowing your weight to fully go through your arms and legs, your hands into the floor, as you softly sigh and yield to bend your arms, to lower yourself to laying on your side. Deciding, I have all the time I need. Gently softening and yielding. And as you lay on your side, go ahead and find that small stack of books and place it underneath your head gently. And when you're ready, in your own time, allow your eyes to look upward at the ceiling. To allow yourself to roll from your side to your back, enjoying these increased surfaces of support now throughout your whole torso, the back of your torso. so that you'll land with the back of your head on that head platform, your eyes softly looking upward at the ceiling above you, your back softly, comfortably resting on the floor. And then very gently, one at a time, if you haven't already done so, bend your knees one at a time to bring your feet flat on the floor with your heels comfortably close to your sit bones. And perhaps another soft sigh to celebrate arriving here in semi-supine. I invite you to take another moment and just inquire about your hands and arms and shoulders to find a comfortable place for yourself that might mean your hands on your abdomen or up higher in your torso, on your ribs, or higher yet, on your chest. It might mean your hands out to the side on the floor with either hands facing up or down. So I invite you to take a moment to inquire and invite yourself to find a comfortable solution for yourself here in semi-supine. And I invite you again, a very gentle sigh, to celebrate this arrival. Allowing ourselves the time for self-care today, this time for inquiry and discovery. As you're here, you might want to ask yourself, I'm hearing a lot of my colleagues, this beautiful question, what is my internal weather today? Is it calm? Is it stormy? Is it cold? Is it hot? What is your internal weather? I invite you to do a scan starting at the tip of your toes because it's possible that the weather might be slightly different in different counties, if you will. And I invite you to do that scan just gathering data with no judgment, no need to translate or judge. Just enjoying the process of gathering data. You might be curious if your weather is uniform in all your counties, or it might not be. And just allowing yourself this time and space to gather the information. And if there's a county where the weather is particularly fine and pleasant, I encourage you to zoom out from that county and invite the neighboring counties to enjoy that fine weather system. And if there is no county with fine weather, I'm going to ask you to recall a time that you appreciated fine weather and to maybe imagine that fine weather in the tip of your pinky or the tip of your nose and the tip of your elbow. Find a spot where that invitation is welcome. And invite you to sigh again here. And as you sigh, allow all the fluids of you to rest comfortably into your back surfaces. So sighing into the back of your skull and sighing into the back of your ribs and shoulder blades. To the back of your arms, in the back of your sacrum, on the soles of your feet. Enjoying that receptivity of the back surfaces of your body to be cradled by what's underneath you. Because what's underneath you is being held up by the earth. And so we all share that common experience in this moment of being cradled by the earth. Take a moment and notice that those back surfaces of you, especially the back of your head and the back of your ribs, are rounded surfaces and sacrum too. They're not like a tabletop, right? Those are rounded surfaces. So I'm going to invite you to let your eyes very gently and in your own time, very gently start to arc along the ceiling to your left side. And just notice a little tiny shift in your rib cage and your pelvis. Not a big shift, just a small rounded roll, a little tiny rocking in the cradling of the earth. And when you're ready, your eyes can lead your head, rocking the back of your skull on that head platform to look back at the ceiling above you. There's no need to rush. There's no need to push. I simply invite and enjoy. And in your own time, your eyes can take a journey off to the right, arcing to the right, enjoying the rounded surface of the back of your skull and its head platform, enjoying that small shift of your torso, rocking over to the right side of that rounded back of your ribs, and maybe your pelvis just slightly rocking over on the right side of your pelvis. Just a small, gentle celebration of being cradled by the earth. Again, coming back, feel free to sigh as a reminder to yourself to allow your fluids to settle back into your back surfaces and into the underneath surfaces of your feet. We're 70% or so water, And so if you think of your skin like a super interestingly shaped water balloon, a water balloon will have its fluid settle down with gravity unless we squeeze it. So as gently as you possibly can, squeeze your water balloon just a tiny bit and notice that your fluids rise. And then gently unsqueeze yourself and enjoy that pouring of those fluids back with gravity into your back surfaces and into the soles of your feet. And so we'll repeat those gentle rocking, cradling motions, first to the left and then to the right. I invite you this time to do it in an even smaller range of motion. Almost just a whisper of a thought, an idea, an invitation. See if you can allow your left shoulder to open as you look left, to allow your body to rock slightly to the left. How small and gentle can that movement be and still fully realized? Let your curiosity ask that question. And as we look to the right, we bring our awareness to that right shoulder easily opening and yielding into the floor as we allow our torso to very gently rock and cradle over to the right side. And coming back to the center in your own time. Next, I'm going to invite you to bring your attention to all of the borders where your physical container, your water balloon, is touching something. So there's a border with the back of your skull on that head platform. And there's another border with the back of your torso and pelvis, and your ribs and your pelvis on the floor or mat or rug. The soles of your feet touching the floor, and possibly the back of your arms. And there might be another border of where your hands are resting on your body or somewhere else. And so I invite you again to consciously invite yourself to yield and soften into those surfaces that are supporting you. So if your hands are on your belly's holding your hands up so your hands can yield into your belly. You might want to imagine the pores of the back of your skull opening and yielding into the platform underneath your head, or the pores of your back opening and pouring into what's underneath you. Easefully softening and yielding into support, into a surface that's ready, willing, able to support you. Agreeing to this beautiful cradling of ourselves by the earth. Sometimes we make these borders rigid and harsh. And so if you notice some tightening at those borders, useful information, and ask yourself if it's okay to soften and yield with the purpose of receiving more support. So we don't yield our power, we yield the rigidity that prevents us from receiving more robust support. And as you're taking in an awareness of these surfaces that are touching, those surfaces again are rounded, and they're not just rounded side to side, they're rounded in the up and down dimension. So if you start to look not just at the ceiling, but behind you, you're going to rock to the top of your skull. And then if you gently look back, right above you on the ceiling, you're kind of in the middle of that rounded surface. And if you start to look down at your feet very gently, you're more down at the bottom of that rounded shape of your skull. And so, again, how softly can you do this? How small in space can you make these movements, but fully realized so that as I look upwards and go to the top of my skull, you might notice a change in your torso. And so that's great. No need to prevent that response. I simply notice it and enjoy it. And as I look down towards my feet and towards the bottom of that arc of my skull, that makes a change in my ribs and my pelvis. And I simply agree to that follow through. I am connected. I am fluid. I have time. I have support. How small and gentle can I be in this moment? Fully allowing my whole self to follow these gentle, rocking, cradling movements. Enjoying the border of where I meet the world. Allowing and opening myself to the full and robust support of the earth. To hold and cradle me. Going to invite you now to redirect that up and down, rocking back to a side to side. Eyes going left, opening left shoulder, allowing yourself to roll on your ribs and pelvis, and then to the right. Allowing your water balloon to stay cradled into your back surfaces, which change as you roll to your side, the bottom changes where that is. So enjoying that fluidity, literally, of letting your weight stay mobily released downwards. And as you are going side to side, I invite you to let that movement get a little bit bigger each time, with the aim that you're going to land laying on your side again. Picking which side invites you, And when you land on your side, to fully allow yourself to arrive. And once you're on your side, to let your eyes seek something in the room, to let your head and body follow as you push into the floor to come to sitting. And as you arrive at sitting, perhaps another sigh, noticing where the underneath surfaces are now. In the bottom of your pelvis, perhaps your hands, perhaps the back of your legs. Noticing that the earth is still cradling you in this moment. The borders are somewhat smaller, smaller surfaces of support, but they're still there. And you can agree to that support anytime you'd like.